Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
Well, we have Charlie Pierce, the city manager, and Danielle Gift, who he'll be introducing in a few minutes. But Charlie, right now, I think you want to talk about what's going on with the city council?
I do. I do also have a few event updates just for the listeners out there happening in Ellsworth. One is the Village Partnership Initiative kind of information session. That's a potential $30 million, 10-to-1 match investment in our downtown. Could do things like connect the marina to the downtown through a riverwalk. Could be in the Bridge Hill area, doing sidewalks, streetlights, all kinds of amazing things. So if you want to have an input on that, 5:30, that's start time tomorrow over at the Moore Center. And then later this month, September 27th, we have the Ellsworth Craft Fair, 9 a.m. To 3 p.m. over at the elementary and middle school. So if you like crafts, head over there. And a lot of the proceeds are going to our Christmas for Kids that we do at the... At the city too.
So we're talking about all of this fall stuff.
Yeah, I know it's getting out there. The autumn gold flags are up on Main Street. Yes. But it's time. I'm ready to go. I know we haven't had rain in 6 years, but maybe we'll get some snow this winter.
Yes.
But council meeting went amazing last night. Council passed our request for a TIF consultant, a tax incremental financing. I'll probably come on and just do a separate piece on this. Okay. It's a super complicated financial instrument, but it can really free up a lot of funding for investment in housing and other pieces. And I'm really excited about that. It's been updated in 10 years, so I'm well overdue.
Wow.
We talked about the audit a lot, too. You know, as you all know, I'm laser focused on getting our finances in order. It was my number one priority coming in. We've made a lot of progress thus far. Sue Lassard, the Bucksport town manager, our former Bucksport town manager, and I think she's had 50 years, Islesboro, Hamden. She's kind of one of the foremost experts in municipal finances, and she's doing a deep dive into our systems, and not just how do we get back up to date on modern processes, but how do we create an institution that will outlive me being city manager or anybody else comes in, that it's super easy going forward to make sure our finances are perfect. And then two big things on awards. Michelle Beal, the former city manager, current council. Tammy Oat, former deputy city manager, current council. They're leaving. We announced the first two Beal and Emote awards for them, and Nate Burkhart and Tina Vanetta Stein, two longtime employees. They're incredible. They won those two awards. We're going to do those every year. And just thank you to Michelle and Tammy and Nate and Tina. We've got a lot of new people, including one coming up next, but the reason that Ellsworth is where it's at in many ways is because of great people like Tina and Nate and this whole crew that just have been dedicated to this mission for so long.
All right, and we'll meet Danielle Gift next on Star 97.7's City Scene.
Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
Our Ellsworth City Manager Charlie Pierce is here, and I will let you introduce one of your newest members to the city team.
Yeah, absolutely, Paul. I'm super excited. As I mentioned, we've got a lot of great people that have been holding Ellsworth together for decades in city government. We rely on them every day, but we're also bringing in some incredible new people with amazing experience. And I'd love to introduce you to our new Director of Planning, Danielle. Danielle.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome. Thank you.
So what excites you now that you're starting to get involved? What are you really looking forward to with this new gig?
Oh my gosh, I am so excited to be here in Ellsworth. I've been visiting here for the past 10 years or so, and this is such a special place and such a beautiful place. So I'm really excited to join the team, work with the folks that are at City Hall. They're fantastic. Get to know the community. And get out there and help make Ellsworth an even better place than it is now.
Yeah, and it's a small world, isn't it? I hear you worked with Tabitha White, who's one of our city council members in New York City.
I did. Yes, she and I worked for the Parks Department there, planting trees.
That's so great.
There's trees in New York City?
There are. Don't ask me how many, because I know.
And you're jumping right in, because the first planning meeting, you're going to be talking about the new Hancock County Courthouse area.
Yeah, I'm super excited for Danielle. You know, she's coming in with one of the audit findings. I always hate to bring it back to that, was grants management. And, the auditor spoke at length. If you're interested, you could find that on our YouTube page to see kind of some of the audit findings. But one of which is we've got a ton of money coming through Ellsworth from federal and state grants for massive infrastructure projects. You probably saw the $20 million plus in roads that got redone between state and local projects. So we got a $20 million plus new water treatment plant that's coming in, the $30 million Village Partnership Initiative. There's another Thriving Communities Initiative, which Danielle is going to be interestingly a part that could reforest the High Street area. So having Danielle and her grants management experience here, I think it's going to be awesome.
Okay. Well, welcome aboard, Danielle.
Yes, thank you so much.
Glad you're here.
Happy to be here.
Yes. And that's City Scene on Star 97.7.